as we all join here tonight, all over the world, whether it be day for you or evening for you, all souls have come together in collective agreement as we assist each one of us and so assist the collective and humanity in this beautiful shift that we are currently living with. Let's all unite and put yourself in a relaxed, comfortable position. And as you allow Frankel's voice to guide you through this process, and as I connect with you and Frankel connect with you, and we all connect with each other, all souls that have come in agreement to assist in this clearing of taking the feminine and the masculine and letting it all come into balance, into neutrality.
As we are in this relaxed state, just allow the body just to go into a very deep, relaxed state. We are very natural. We know how it feels to relax. There's nothing that is foreign for us. So what we're going to do is we're going to access that memory when we are so relaxed, so at ease, feeling that we are just in that space. There is no tightness, no resistance within ourselves. We're not reacting to the energies around us. All the beautiful experiences that we've created around us, that we're not reacting, but we're in that flow, we're in that energy. So we allow the body just to be in that space. We're bringing ourselves in that moment. And in that moment, we're going to put our attention on the breath. And in this moment, we're going to be deeply connected with our breath. And we can utilize the breath as a vehicle to take us into a deeper and a more relaxed state. And the breath is creating a synchronicity with the breath of the universe. As much as we feel that it's just an isolated breath, it is a breath of exchange, of energy. It is not even so much an exchange, but a movement of energy in and out. And when we breathe very naturally in a relaxed state, in and out, we are connecting with the energies of the planet in the movement and that. But it's not only the planet, but the galaxy, the universe, and the source itself. So as we put our attention on the breath, each breath that we are taking in, feeling the beautiful sensation of the air coming into your body, which that air carries the consciousness and energy that supports our expandedness. As we exhale, we release all that we're competed with, all that no longer serves us, and we also share energy and consciousness with all other aspects of ourselves. And the air that we breathe in and out is what is shared with amongst each other. And each other of us is expanding and growing it. But it's also shared with everything on the planet. It's shared with the planet. It's shared with our universe. The air reflects the energy that is emitting from our sun, that it's emitting from all the other stars, that is emitting from the energy that is from the pool of energy that's surrounding all the planets. It goes far-reaching, more than we can imagine. And all we're doing right now is just focusing on the breath. As you breathe in, feeling that beautiful expansion. As we exhale, going into a deeper and deeper, more relaxed state. As we continue to go deeper and deeper, feeling more relaxed, we are connecting with who we truly are. As we connect with who we truly are, we are connecting with Source. As we connect with Source, we see no separation. We see no division. We see no hierarchy. We see no past. We see no future. We see only the present, all playing out in all different frequencies and states of being. As we are connected with Source, we see that we are everything that is. As we connect with Source, we see that we are the creator of all there is, and that we are our own creation, our own expression, our own observer of our expression. We see ourselves more than physicality. we know definitely we're utilizing this physicality, which is of our own creation, our own projection. We're utilizing our beautiful mind computer, which is beautiful in the way that we utilize all the expressions and experience within it. As we connect with Source, we're all of that. As we're connected with Source right now, we see that we are pure potentiality expressing itself fully and completely with no limits whatsoever. As we're connected deeply with that energy, we're also opening ourselves to receive all the new codes. The new codes that serve, that is upgrading our experience, that is upgrading our physicality, upgrading our mind. It's also activating and encoding our soul to work in a completely different range of frequency, different range of consciousness and beingness. As we're connected with Source, we are allowing all the purest form of Source codes to come down and download within ourselves. We're also welcoming the balancing energies of the feminine energies coming through, bringing ourselves, both aspects of ourselves, completely balanced, feminine and masculine aspect. Those energies are balancing and neutralizing and dissolving. For it was only utilized in our polarized world. And since we're stepping outside of our polarized world and going into our fluid world, that we no longer need to hold either polarity, those codes have served but no longer necessary. And we make these adjustments take place to match exactly what we need, how we need it. And to facilitate at this time, we accentuate the energies and frequency within ourselves, utilizing the energy being streamed from the sun and from the collective energy around us at this point, allowing every part of our body to start to resonate and vibrate at a higher frequency. Continue expanding, accepting much more spectrums of light, allowing us to become a crystalline, reflective base, energy frequency, receiver, transmitter. Expanding greatly the range of its operating and receiving and transmitting. And in doing so, allowing higher and higher vibrations to emanate throughout our whole expressions in this physical form and mind construct. Altering and updating the soul. Altering and updating the genetic code, the DNA, our consciousness and all the programs within it. Our subconscious with all the memories within it. Our ego program and how it operates, complete functionality being upgraded. The way the energy flows through a body that has created densities and blockages are changing and transforming, allowing fluidity to flow right through. Allowing a harmonization, balancing occurring throughout. As we carry much more light and higher vibration throughout, anything that is still reflecting old vibration, stored as memory, stored as patterns, stored as forms of densities, created as also pockets of consciousness, we release all of it that no longer serves. We're in a level of readiness that we've never achieved before. Therefore, we are ready to let go what no longer serves even further than ever before. And we're letting go of all of that, everything that no longer serves. We are no longer attached to any of it. We are no longer choosing to define ourselves any longer. We're not holding on to what we've perceived ourselves to be, all the roles that we have taken on, all the programs we have taken on, all the contracts and agreements we've taken on, also all the passengers we've taken on, being entities, fragmented souls, and older pockets of consciousness. We're no longer holding energies that we've absorbed through our environment that have lowered or created certain dense experiences for us. We're no longer attached to it, no longer choosing to hold on to it. As we choose no longer to hold on to it, they're dissipating from every aspect of ourselves. We're no longer choosing to hold on to the past and all the memories that have created, all the reflections, all the judgments, all the reactions, all the responses, all the older frequencies that were held within it, we're letting go. We're also releasing everything that we have defined ourselves through in the world, which is our playground and schoolyard. Everything that we've adopted as a belief system of who we were that no longer serves, we are releasing right now. We have no longer any attachments. We're opening ourselves up. As we do so, we allow new to come in. We allow ourselves to expand so we can create everything anew. Therefore, we're allowing these energies, frequencies, and codes that support that to come flowing right through right now. And we let it come through with no restrictions because we have no longer any fear. We're letting go of the whole concept of fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of newness, fear of losing something. There's nothing to lose. We let go because it no longer serves. We let go because we're done with it. As we make space by letting go, we allow new to come in. With new, we have new potentiality. With new, we also allow expanded consciousness to create our new experiences. And we're allowing all of that to flow within ourselves. We let go of all need of polarity, extremities, attachments, and patterns to extremes and polarities. Let go of all the energies that we've held on to, that we've judged as right or wrong, good or bad. All the energies of self-judgment, self-punishment, self-hatred, compromisation, and demise. Let go of all of that. All of it has served and all of it has been absolutely perfect. But that is not our choice any longer. We're upgrading ourselves at this moment, fully. As we connect with one another, we are now creating a beautiful sharing, sharing of consciousness, sharing of experiences. But we're taking the highest points of these experiences, the highlights, the lessons, the expanded enlightenment and awareness, and we're sharing with one another. We're creating completions with one another in the sense of what we did not experience, that we don't choose to experience. We now are borrowing those experiences and the awareness and consciousness and enlightenment that carries within the other aspects of ourselves of experience, and we bring it through us to create the completion. To fill in the blanks, to fill in the pockets, to fill in the missing pieces within our beautiful puzzle. puzzle. And we do the same with one another. And we allow each other's energy to reflect back and forth to expand each other. We're no longer playing with energy of competition, better or less than. We're playing with energy of complementing one another, expanding one another. And doing so, we expand the whole, and we are part of that whole. We're allowing all of that right now, fully and completely. And we are bringing in to each other the exact energy and codes that are necessary for these upgrades. We're ready right now. We're already at different degrees, but we're bringing it all in. As we bring it all in, we're making ourselves ready to utilize all of it as we choose to do so. Yes, we are going to continue with our completion and through our purging and clearing process. But everything that is to support us, everything that is to expand us, everything that is to advance us, everything that is to upgrade us is being brought in and encoded in every facet of ourselves right now. We're taking down all our shields. We're letting the energies to flow through. Because right now we're upgrading our operating system so that we allow the highest vibrations to come through. We're allowing all the beautiful vibrations from our sun to come through, from our planet to come through, from all other aspects of ourselves to come through, from all our beautiful other brother sister souls from other planets to come through, all of our different angelic realms to come through. Through what we call our ascended masters or other aspects of ourselves that are higher to come through, all our oversouls to come through to the degree that serves our expansion and growth. We're also allowing the energies of the planet to come and reflect through us so that we can upgrade it within our own consciousness and expand it and reflect it out to upgrade the experience on the planet. We're allowing each and every of our chakras to open up fully and completely to harmonize, balance, and unify, to work in completely in absolute perfection, to allow all the upgrades and codes to be stimulated to the point where it no longer becomes isolated, becomes one beautiful unit. Allowing all these alignments to take place. We do not hold ourselves any longer in a restricted, isolated, separate state. We are now reactivating to the fullest degree our oneness consciousness, our oneness beingness, our oneness connection and reflection. We're allowing oneness encodement to be fully established within ourselves. And with oneness, we accentuate unconditional love, which is our natural state. Unconditional love is expressed on so many degrees and so many levels. But ultimately, unconditional love is its purest form as source, which we are all an expression of. Unconditional self, unconditional love is fully its most expanded state that continues to expand over and over, moment by moment. And this is what we are allowing to transform within ourselves right now. And we're opening ourselves to bring everything to support this change. We're calling forth all the beautiful aspects of ourselves that have volunteered to assist us at this time with this upgrade, to beautifully stream and to work individually with one another, with us right now, to create whatever modification, upgrade, necessary and beneficial to match our soul's desire. We're also allowing our soul to open up even further, dissolving as many veils as it's ready to dissolve. And we're going to even push the extreme. We're going to remove maximum amount of veils. Each veil that we remove, we have a much more powerful connection to our essence within ourselves, the expression, the source, the life force within us. And at this time, we're also removing as many veils as possible from our third eye. And in doing so, we have a much more powerful connection to other resources, other aspects of self. We're allowing every organ in our physicalities to restore, to take in these new energies and to reprogram it to match our new operating system. Taking on a much more crystalline state, reflecting this energy much more through the physicality. We're allowing the center of our essence right now within our physical form start to reflect a much more powerful spectrum of light, a beautiful energetic field of light with all its consciousness within it, as it is streaming from the core essence of you, who you are truly, emanating through your whole body, illuminating you fully and completely. From it, it's also drawing the energy that is emitted from the fifth dimensional consciousness or fifth dimensional essence and codes coming from the central sun of our planet, accessing the codes coming from our sun, from the galactic central sun, and from source itself. And as it's accessing it, it is upgrading itself. Feeding and sharing. And this is also upgrading your whole physical experience at a cellular level, as a conscious level, as a soul level, and also at the mind level. We understand that we have chosen to come in a physical form on this particular planet. We chose to be here because this is the particular planet that we chose to complete and do what we choose to do. We reestablish in ourselves knowing that we have the opportunity to take a form on any planet that we choose. Right now, we are here. Planet Earth is our expression and experience, playground that we chose. So we create a peaceful connection with our present home, which is really our playground right now. We take down all barriers and resistance of this playground, and really get into the playground, get into our physicality totally, get into our mind, get into every facet of ourselves and our playground. We're going to get into playing with all that exists on the playground, all of nature, all of the bird, animal, reptilian, oceanic, and insect worlds, all of it. We create a beautiful bond, a beautiful connection, so that we can feel, express, and experience all of it. We take down all barriers of isolation, all forms of resistance. And within this, we also bring the completion of masculine and feminine that has been reflective on the planet, through nature, through the animal kingdom, oceanic, insect, and reptilian. Bring completion to all of it, and we allow it step by step to unfold and reflect completely, so that we play very gently with one another. We play in a very holistic state. Therefore, we now remove all gender encodements, all isolated feminine, masculine energies. We release all layers and layers of encodement that carry religious, cultural, regional, experiential, lineage encodements. We release it all. We release all programs that have defined our gender, have defined our energy field, where we've expressed masculine or feminine. We release it all, opening ourselves fully for the holistic complete. And by releasing all the codes, we're allowing all the rigidity, all the definitions. We're bringing an expanded version of ourselves through, no matter what gender we're in. And our gender opens up fully and completely to be very fluid and playful. We release all resistance, all different isolations that have been created between the different genders. All the consciousness, older consciousness, all the older energies that we've created where we've judged various genders and the roles within the genders. We release all of that. We dissolve all rigidity, all isolations, all barriers within genders that have been established and utilized in the past. We're upgrading ourselves right now so that there is none. We're completely balanced. And we allow that to be encoded within ourselves and start utilizing it the moment we're ready. To the degree that we're ready, we let it unfold. This is not to be superimposed. This is naturally to unfold. And that is so. With this, we also bring in all the layers of consciousness from all the gender roles played out on other planets and other playgrounds. As they establish neutrality, as they establish merging of masculine, feminine energies to the neutralization and dissolving, all the consciousness within from other planets, other playgrounds, to be made available and streamed to us as we can utilize it. As we share also. As we are in the state right now, We now bring whatever other gender that we've played within and have carried a certain energy between. Could be a spouse, could be friends, could be anything that we've agreed to play with. As we bring their energy in, we now see that energy becoming neutralized, fluid, open, and expansive. So that whatever role we play with one another, it is no longer polarized. It's no longer restricted. It's no longer defined. We allow that play to be free and neutral. Through that freedom and neutrality, it is expansive. So let's see ourselves right now playing with all the beautiful souls that we've played before. Could be partners, could be friends, could be anything that we've played with others. See ourselves in our new state right now. Look at all the beautiful forms of expression with one another. Let's experience the fluidity, the neutrality, the natural holistic state within it. Let's go into the dance with one another. And in this dance, there is no judgment. There is no expectations. There is no restrictions. There is no rigidity in role-playing. We're all allowing each other to be truly who we are, naturally. Our natural self to come through. Allowing each other to be ourselves. And allowing each other through being ourselves to be accepted as ourselves. And as we are playing right now as ourselves, feel the beautiful interactions of energy, either expressed physically, verbally, or just the energy exchanged or shared amongst one another. Feel that new energy, how it feels now. Feel that extra level of playfulness that we are now experiencing. The level of passion that supersedes anything that we've experienced before. The holistic passion, the passion of pure expression, pure experiencing, that now has that beautiful connection of oneness and unconditional love. It is that oneness that is occurring, the merging of the two. The merging is also sharing. The sharing is on an equal state or platform. There's no better or less than. It's equal. And through that supporting energy, feel that expansion within you as it's coming through. As you're connecting with all other aspects of yourself, you're creating another level of beingness within you. As you feel the beautiful, powerful connection with one another. Looking into each other's eyes, and connecting right down to the soul to soul. And having that level of appreciation of the individualized, unified expression choosing to play in a neutral, vibrant, expressive, compassionate, loving, playful state. Seeing ourselves as that beautiful whole, feeling that pure essence within you as we call forth the core essence of who you are to emanate so powerfully through every aspect of yourself, allowing it to vibrate through your whole physical form to illuminate you fully and completely, even further than before, to let you be the accumulation of all consciousness within it, accentuating the expression in this physical form and mind construct to the point that you are changing your environment around you. You're upgrading and expanding the playmates around you, transforming and upgrading the planet itself to match closer to who you are, to create a beautiful connection with everything around you to reflect your truest essence. As you're doing that now, we reach out our energy field throughout our whole environment around us, and feeling one with all of it, connected to a level that has never been experienced before. As we are in this state, allowing our operating system, our thought patterns, to transform. To allow our body to respond and every facet of our expression to respond with this new state of being. As we are in this state, we also now create a beautiful connection with all our beautiful other brother sister souls. Allow movement to take form. A sharing of the highest level of consciousness available with one another. Yes, we are in a human physicality. Yes, we are expressing ourselves in a human form on a human planet, or a playground that supports the human experience. But we are upgrading this human experience. We're upgrading our playground. Therefore, we are going to utilize expressions and consciousness from other planets. And we bring it forth to accentuate and expand ourselves. To allow this upgrading to be very natural and to utilize other resources. And everything that's being upgraded right now is being upgraded within ourselves, which is also reflected in our planet. As we connect even further, we're outreaching all that we can access from all levels, from our galactic to our universe, creating no separation whatsoever, bringing in everything at this point in time. Fully and completely at this time. And we allow also the source essence in the most purest form to stream through, to upgrade our expression and experience as we bring those energies through. We are ready. As we realize that we are an expression through this physical form, and we realize that we are utilizing this physical form fully and completely, and we are not to separate ourselves from the physical form or to judge it any longer. We're going to create a beautiful, powerful relationship and connection with our physical form, where we unify in the most holistic state, mind, body, and soul. And as we create this connection, we create harmony and balance, so that it's all fully unified as one form of expression, connected in complete synchronicity. Each playing a various role, but all synchronized, no longer fragmentation. As we are choosing to utilize this physical form to the capacity that it's capable, as we continue to expand its capacity, we want to, at this time, to bring ourselves back into the body, fully and completely, to be in the moment, fully and completely, to be the navigator and driver, fully and completely, to be the ultimate expression of essence through the body, fully and completely. And allowing our body to utilize everything that we've streamed through and all the adjustments to match exactly what we choose to experience with the soul. And we are establishing that fully and completely right now. And we're allowing all the adjustments to be made, all the final adjustments. Everything that we've modified, upgraded, will continue to expand, will continue to upgrade each day, each moment, accentuating our experience and our essence. Each moment. This process will continue. And will continue in alignment with the perfection of what we are choosing to express and experience on this planet. With all that we've changed and upgraded at this point in time, we have a new connection, a new relationship with our body, our mind, our planet, our brother-sister souls, nature, and everything on the planet, including the animal kingdom, the bird kingdom, the oceanic kingdom, the insect world, reptilian, all of it. We have a connection, a new relationship. We do not judge any longer what we see. We see the perfection and make adjustments. The adjustments are only to match our new state of being. The adjustment is only to reflect our new state of being. The adjustment is only to enhance our experience. We see no right or wrong, good or bad with anything that exists at the present moment. We only work together to upgrade our experience. We are here to relieve all our brother, sister souls that have played the polarized role, have played the dark roles, the negative roles. We're relieving them from their roles. We're thanking them with great love for the role that they've done, for those roles where were difficult for them to take on. They've had to lower their frequency drastically to experience those or to play out those roles. We thank you for all the roles that you've played, but we are relieving you from those roles. We're bringing you back into the family in a different form, where you are now facilitating no longer a polarized state, but a complementary state, so that we all work together to upgrade our experience. You do not need to hold a polarized world any longer. We're done with that. And you know that. We all know that. Any remaining fragments of it will be only part of our completion, and we're accelerating the completion right now as we upgrade and accelerate the completion, the movement of energy, as we increase the spiral and the movement of energy, as we allow the magnetic fields to speed up, as we allow our consciousness to also accentuate and speed up its process of learning and expanding, as we allow all the alignments to increase and to speed up, as we wind everything up and move everything in a much more rapid state, we're allowing much more completion, much more upgrading to be performed in a short period of time. And so it is. What we are doing right now, we're doing individually and collectively. We're upgrading the collective consciousness. We're upgrading the planetary grid. We're modifying and dissolving the matrix, the superimposed matrix. We're creating further connections with the natural matrix. We're also allowing the natural matrix streaming of new codes, new upgrades within it to be streamed through us. We're allowing all the energies and all the codes and all the operating systems and all the levels of consciousness on the planet to be upgrading. All the different pockets of consciousness are starting to break down, upgrade, and also unify. As we're allowing the energies to move out on the planet, we're also purging all darker energies, all lower vibrating energies, anything that reflects the old to be released right now from the planet. We're also breaking all the patterns that have been established within the collective, where we have been in a destructive mode, we are releasing right now. All that have been holding on to polarized states, we're releasing right now. As we move forward, we are allowing the energies on the planet at this point in time to release all of the archaic thought patterns, energies that have been held within the planet to be released. We're also changing the energetic grid on the planet at this point in time, not to house, not to hold any negative, lower vibrating energies. We're also allowing all the third dimensional consciousness that is being held on the planet to become more and more fragmented and dissolving and upgraded to the fourth. and then fifth. We're allowing all the souls on the planet right now, they're still reflecting very intensely third dimensional consciousness, to be imbued in this beautiful energetic field to allow even further accentuation of transformation within themselves and to provide completion and also to release them, from a holding pattern. We're allowing all the playmates around us to be free to play. We're letting go of all rigid energy right now on the planet. All compartments that were created, all borders that were created, all walls that were created, all shields that were created. We release them all. We're also releasing all the energies of the past, all memories of the past, all patterns of the past, all expressions of the past, releasing all of that. All consciousness that is still rigid and holding on to third dimensional consciousness and modalities, that is being held by technologies that have been created. We're allowing all those technologies that hold us back into third dimensional consciousness to start to disintegrate, to become non-functional, to become neutralized. All transmitting energies that are being reflected on the planet that have still and are affecting us in a third dimensional consciousness are becoming disabled, are being upgraded and dissipated back to pure neutrality, pure potentiality. We're taking all forms of what we've labeled as toxicity, as imbalanced energies that compromise our physicalities, compromise our experience, to start dissipating, transforming back to conducive energy. All toxicity to become part of the whole natural energy, no longer to create anything opposite for us, only to complement and neutral, become nutrients to our essence and experience. We break all remaining patterns of holding on to third dimensional consciousness, third dimensional ways, third dimensional thinking, competition, fear, domination, energies, destruction, compromisation. We are releasing from the planet and from all levels of consciousness within all the individuals that hold it. We're releasing it all. We're doing this for the greatest servitude of our experience of humanity on the planet. We're allowing the beautiful fifth dimensional conscious emanating energy and light and frequency emanating from the core of our planet to accentuate and to stream throughout from the core of the planet, from the center of our planet, to emanate outwards to the surface of the planet and illuminate everything in between, changing the magnetic structure purging all old memories, releasing all 3D and 4D consciousness within it, upgrading fourth density, bring it up to fifth density, or at least preparation for it. The energy is coming from our sun to envelope the planet completely, all surrounding it, to work with the beautiful energies coming from the core central sun of our planet. We're creating a beautiful pool of transformation, and that is so. We've come together at this time to do this because we are ready. We are ready to move forward. All that we are doing is complementing every soul on the planet. It's complementing every soul off planet. It's complementing everything on the planet, in our solar system, in our galaxy, in our universe, and with Source. And so it is. This process will continue. And right now, we are going to go back into our bodies to bring ourselves to a level of play that we've never experienced before. Not only play, but lightness, neutrality, unconditional love, and peace. And to emanate it and reflect it throughout the whole planet. And in doing so, we accentuate the energies on the planet that are being put in place to reflect our experience. So at this time, we're going to put our attention back into the breath. And the breath is going to bring us back into the body. Each time we breathe in and out, we are starting to feel our body back in our conscious state. As we bring ourselves back into the body, we're going to step into the ideal state that we are choosing, either in the full awakened state, ready to experience and play for the day, or ready to go into a deep, relaxed state and go into a sleep state, where we will step into our etheric experience, utilizing our dreams to expand our experience even further, to access even further energies and whatever else that we are choosing to bring forth. This is up to us at this time, wherever we are at this moment, or whenever we repeat this process. Through each breath, we're bringing ourselves further and further back into the body. We're reconnecting with the body, bringing ourselves into the ideal state that we are choosing to step into. And to facilitate further, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, we'll be in the ideal state, either fully awake or ready for a deep, relaxed, peaceful sleep to go and experience in the dream state. And if we choose to go into full awakened state, we are ready to go on play and experience the day in a level that we've never experienced before, in the absolute brilliant state of that we are choosing. 1, 2, 3. At the count of 5, we'll go into the ideal state, completely re-energized, revitalized, fully in a state of unconditional love, pure state of creator essence, neutrality, and peace in our ideal state. 4, 5, as we step into our ideal state, either fully awake or ready to go into our dream state. Fully energized, fully vitalized, feeling completely holistic, healthy, powerful, completely in a state of unconditional love, creator essence, neutrality, and peace. We are ready to embody and embark our new journey at this time. So as you move forward, enjoy every aspect of this new creation of yours as we've co-created this new playground, new expression, new experience. Thank you for being part of it all.
Thank you, everyone. Namaste. And we will connect again soon. Sending you all much love. Good night.
Much love to all.